One person attending last night's game in New Jersey may have been a little bit distracted. The governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie. Over the weekend, his office was responding to suggestions that he knew more than he admits about a New Jersey scandal. Governor Christie fired or disowned officials who blocked traffic on a bridge last year as an alleged act of political revenge. Now, a former official says, quote, evidence exists that Governor Christie knew about the lane closings on that bridge as they happened, though the official did not describe the evidence that he says exists. Let's talk this over with Cokie Roberts, who joins us most Mondays. Hi, Cokie.
Hi, Steve.
And in our studio, we have Robert Costa, now of the Washington Post. Welcome back to the program.
Good morning.
Okay, Cokie, you first. Just a new allegation here that evidence exists. We don't even know what it is. Where does this leave us?
Well, the New Jersey Democrat who's heading the state legislative committee investigation said yesterday that he hasn't seen any evidence, so it leaves it very much up in the air. And as you've said, the governor has gone on a full-scale attack against David Wildstein, the fired Port Authority official whose lawyer made these allegations. Now, of course, if Wildstein is so awful, there is a question of why Christie hired him in the first place. So it's very much still up in the air.
Okay, so very much up in the air, but there's a reason that we're paying such close attention to this state story, what would be a state-level story, and it's because Governor Christie is regarded as one of the possible frontrunners for the Republican nomination in 2016. It's years away, but let's go there. Let's talk about this.
Absolutely. It's never too early to talk politics about somebody. And look, what we're seeing is Republicans still standing behind him. Yesterday, Rudy Giuliani, Paul Ryan, Bobby Jindal, the governor of Louisiana, all defended Chris Christie out on the airwaves. And he has been invited to speak at the Conservative Political Action Committee, which last year dissed him. And he will be there in early March, and we'll see how the conservative wing of the party, which of course is a very big wing, responds to him. You know, I have never thought that that Chris Christie is somebody that the Republican Party, as it is constituted now, is likely to nominate anyway, and this certainly doesn't make it any easier for him, but it's quite a field.
Robert Costa, what are Christie's supporters saying as he gets in trouble here?
Christie's support comes from the establishment wing of the Republican Party, and this is the donor base for Mitt Romney from the last cycle, and they've really looked to him to be the establishment's front runner heading into 2016. Now I think they're becoming very uneasy. I touched base with some of them over the weekend who were attending the Super Bowl, and they said that they're now looking at people like Jeb Bush, the former Florida governor, Paul Ryan, the Wisconsin congressman, Scott Walker, the governor of Wisconsin, as new establishment favorites as the field unfolds.
Republicans felt that their field was weak in 2012, to say the least, with all due respect to Mitt Romney or anybody else. That's what they said. What are Republicans feeling about their potential candidates in 2016?
There's no incumbent president, and there's no real frontrunner. Christie may have been that, but he was never someone who was run before and someone who carries a national base. So now it's one of the most wide-open fields we've seen in memory, and you have a lot of different conservatives, different Republicans, different members of Congress looking at the race, seeing a real opportunity.
And that's very unusual for the Republican Party. Usually there is an anointed one, and everyone falls in line. Now, in 2012, people weren't willing to fall in line, and a lot of candidates emerged. And what's concerning, what we call the establishment, it's mainly funders and party officials, is that a lot of those same people who ran in 2012, who they thought were not really cut out for the job, are likely to be running again.
I think Cokie's so exactly right. I mean, I just spoke to Donald Trump, who talked about running last time, and Donald Trump told me for the Washington Post on Sunday that he's very seriously looking at the race. So that's the kind of field, a very wide, very colorful field that we're looking at.
Robert, I'll give you the last word. We've just got a few seconds here, but is this party's future, the Republican Party's future, actually being decided now? There's debate over an immigration bill. There's a 2014 election on the way.
It is, and you see House Speaker John Boehner trying to push his party toward the center on immigration, but it's a tough battle for the party's establishment. They want to get immigration reform done, but conservatives remain resistant on that issue and on many others.
It was instructive yesterday that Eric Cantor, John Boehner's number two in the House, refused to answer a question about exactly what the party would do about legalization, and that's going to be the hang-up.
Okay, Cokie Roberts, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Bob.
And Robert Costa of the Washington Post.
Thank you.
For coming in this morning.